Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And this is the first in a series of short videos called Hindu Moments, where I will explain some aspect of Hinduism and how it relates to the Bible. In this first video, I want to start out just by defining the word yoga, which literally means union or yoking. Let me give you the definition from dictionary.com. Definition number one, yoga, a school of Hindu philosophy advocating and prescribing a course of physical and mental disciplines for attaining liberation from the material world and union of the self with the supreme being or ultimate principle. Definition number two, any of the methods or disciplines prescribed, especially a series of postures and breathing exercises, practiced to achieve control of the body and mind, tranquility, etc. Definition number three, union of the self with the supreme being or ultimate principle. And then it goes on to explain that the word yoga comes from the Sanskrit word meaning literally union or yoking with the supreme spirit. Well, here's what you have to understand about Hinduism. The supreme spirit of Hinduism is not the God of the Bible. If you haven't already, I'd encourage you to watch my film, The Truth About Hinduism, which proves conclusively that the God of Hinduism is actually none other than Satan himself. It's the devil. And so when you realize that yoga is by definition seeking to have union with the devil or yoking up with the God of Hinduism, then you realize how demonic it really is. Let me read for you what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Now, Belial is the devil. Baal, Bel, Beelzebub, Belial. All throughout the Bible that term is used. And it says, what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. So right here the Bible is telling us, don't be yoked together with Belial. Don't be yoked together with unbelievers. So number one, yoga is demonic because by very definition it seeks to achieve union or yoke up with the devil himself, the God of Hinduism, the supreme spirit of Hinduism. And number two, even if you were to just go down to the yoga studio and say, well, I have no desire to yoke up with the devil or yoke up with the supreme being of Hinduism, I'm just going down here just for the stretching and the breathing and the tranquility. Well, here's the thing about that. The people that are around you in the yoga studio, I'm certain that many of them have been influenced by these New Age philosophies and are seeking union with an unclean spirit. What they call the Supreme Spirit, we know is not Jesus Christ, is not the Holy Spirit. They are achieving that union or seeking that union. And we're not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers or to be yoked with this evil spirit. It would be sort of like if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got on their knees and bowed down before that idol in Daniel chapter 3, but they just said, oh, well, in my heart, I'm not really worshiping it. In my heart, I'm still worshiping the Lord. In my heart, it's all about Jesus. Well, if we're going to a yoga place and getting in these postures that are associated with worshiping false gods and idols of the Vedas, then we're being unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And so we should abstain from yoga. We should abstain from all appearance of evil. We should have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.